Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 347, top of the day to you, Tox.
I just took a bite of a biscuit.
Got treaties.
Now I'm stuck.
Today we've got ginger snaps, Arnott's of course, and Terry's chocolate. Why do we have this?
Because of Dawn French.
Back in the,
I don't know,
probably 90s. And she was, it's not Terry's, it's mine. And we'd be like, oh, Dawn.
We don't know what that is. We haven't had that
Never heard of that
before.
Chocolate before. Anyway, it did exist for a bit here and it's, I found that
again.
On Amazon.
And surely Dawnie would have to be the face of forever.
I love the fact that Dawn is the face of Terry's.
Yeah. I mean, because she could do washing up liquid, couldn't she?
Yes,
Dawn
she
does
could.
Dawn.
Yeah. Mm. What else?
The sunrise. She is the face of the sunrise every day.
The Teletubby. The Teletubby.
Yeah.
The Teletubby.
The Teletubby.
The Teletubby. Yeah, she could do all of that. And that concludes the podcast for this week. Hope you have a wonderful week and don't miss us too much. If you do, don't forget to
use your Dawn washing up liquid.
Yeah, that'll teach you. We've watched the same thing.
We have.
And I've got a quiz about one of those two people in that thing.
I really hope it's the one.
It's not.
It's the other one.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the other one. We'll be talking about more of that in a little bit, and I will also be Googling the name, the Spanish name of the series that I've also started watching. You know the animated special I was going to talk about, the two things?
Yep.
I'm going to hold it off for another week just because we've watched the same thing, and I was like, it'd be stupid for me to talk about different things when I could be talking with you about the
true.
Same movie. So
true.
That'll be in another week. Chester is here. He's
Chessie.
A black cat and he's a good boy.
Oh, he's Chesterlicious.
They've had their anti-tick and flea medication, which is that stuff that you put on the back of their neck, but they squirm when you do it and then they act like you've stabbed them and then it just goes everywhere. The problem with Chester is that in the next week, he will lose all the fur from that part. It's like it burns it off.
He's already got a bit of a bald patch.
Yeah, right. I know when it's time to redo it because he's grown the fur back again.
Hi.
He's a bit busy. Hi. Usually asleep.
He's standing
this
time, right next to me.
He's a good
I'm
boy.
The bestie.
He's a good boy. Guess what? I found something interesting to talk
Go
about.
On.
Well, I can't until we get into the news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Everyone's favourite, Natasha Lyonne. She's going to star and produce a horror comedy, and it's called Basket Full of Heads. And if you can
Sounds
think of
like
something that she would be in,
is
this
that?
Is something that she would be in. I'll give you the little synopsis, right? I think it's a limited series, if not they're only talking about the one season at the moment. It's based off a comic series. And she plays this character who – oh, God. Okay. So her name's June and she goes after bad guys and every bad guy that she kills, she decapitates and then she basically leaves a talking head behind. So every time she kills someone – there's another person who's talking to her. So she's got the ghost of the bloke that she kills. They say...
So why doesn't she stop?
Well, then you wouldn't have a show starring Natasha.
Okay.
In the little synopsis, it says, with every new kill, June adds a new voice to her twisted Greek chorus and another 8 pounds of literal baggage. So does that mean that heads weigh about 4 kilos?
Well, yeah. Aren't heads and pelvis the heaviest part of your body?
I literally never thought of it. Therefore, my head is not as heavy.
So wait,
I didn't think about it.
Hang on. She's carrying around their actual skull.
I think it's their heads and they're talking.
If it's so heavy, just put them down.
Maybe she can't let go of them. Maybe they follow her around. I don't know. We're going to have to watch it and
like,
I will.
In my head, she's got them in a sack and I just want to say to her, June.
Yeah.
Just put the sack on the ground and walk away.
Just let go.
Just walk away.
They won't
know. Like
you
might be a serial killer calling card, you know, I take the head with me. But serial colours can change.
Yeah.
Let's put the heads down.
Go from cornflakes to cocoa. I mean,
if they're
pops.
That noisy and that heavy, baggage, leave them be.
It's a beautiful analogy for life, really. Another show that I'm excited about. Did you watch the Mr. and Mrs. Smith series on Amazon?
I didn't. You did.
It was actually really fun. I was watching it whilst doing a jigsaw puzzle because it's one of those shows that you could sit and just not watch all the time. And then when something exciting and an exciting scene would happen, you could look up and
I need those sorts of series.
It was really fun. But they're talking about who is cast in the second season.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost looks a bit anthology-ish because they've got Thophie. Oh, my gosh. They've got Sophie Thatcher.
Sophie Thatcher.
Yes, that's it. She's got. She's from Yellow Jackets, which is another good mm-hmm. show. Now, she is going to be obviously the Mrs. Smith of this new series. Funnily enough, Billie Eilish had been approach to be this character.
Really?
And she was kind of like, well, I didn't know what happened, but just, it didn't.
Can she act?
Didn't work out. Well, no, I'm not sure, but isn't it good now that if she couldn't, I don't know, that they've got an actual actress?
Yeah, because, I mean, Thophie is really nice. I like her.
Thophie.
That takes a lot of brain power to say that.
So much brain power. But now I want to know if Donald Glover and Francesca Sloan's Mr. and Mrs. Smith are going to be in this one. I'm assuming that they probably will because they're just another version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, well, they're not spies. I mean,
it could
but like
be a little bit like Death in Paradise where the outgoing detective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, in a creative way sort of hands it over to the next lot.
That does make sense. I reckon that would be very close to what happens. I'm going to watch it. I had a really, really good time.
What was it on? Disney? Amazon?
No, Amazon. It's kind of like Fargo, isn't it? I think that's kind of what they're going for.
And the Why Women Kill? The one on SBS On Demand?
Right. I like that one. Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. Another story is, you know how there's Mad About the Boy, the Bridget Jones?
Yes. I was supposed to go this weekend to see
what
it.
What happened? You couldn't be bothered.
No, the person I was going with had to have a family thing.
I don't like her.
Cancel that. So shame.
Whoever it is, don't like her. Next week?
Hope so. Wouldn't that be fun?
A little outing.
Use those like movie passes that you have just sitting there for ages and ages.
Yeah. Ginger snap is a little stale, look.
Yeah, but then you can actually eat them. You know when they're fresh, they're super hard. They're like teeth crackers.
Yeah, they're like red skins.
But when they go stale, you think, oh, I can actually
old school red skins. Yeah.
Yeah, old school. The long ones, not the short little ones that just stick your teeth
together. The loser one. So Leo Woodall was in – so he's in Mad About the Boy. The Bridget Jones movie, but he was in the second season of when I look at him, I'm like, oh, you were in the second season of White Lotus.
Second season?
Yeah, he was the one that met the girl who was like the personal assistant in the pool.
Yeah.
I don't even need to look it up. That's exactly who he is. Like I saw him, I was like, oh, that's you. Anyway, I need to talk to you very importantly about what he said. You know that they do like blocking when they practice, rehearse, they go, okay, blocking. So you go and stand over there and then the camera will go here and then I'll stand here and this will be my blocking. And then there's choreography, right? So there's choreography where you're like, okay, you do this, we'll do this dance, 5, 6, 7, 8. But do you know what else they did a lot of choreography on? The naughty scenes.
Isn't that part of contracts now?
This was the phrase, intimacy coordinator.
So yes,
someone who's
heard,
an intimacy coordinator and they're basically, they choreograph the sex scenes, right? Mm. Or maybe also make it non-creepy.
In a way of like
in the environment.
Offering consent before the choreography's set. Like,
I think so.
Do you mind if they put their hand here? Then move your shoulder there.
It must be like them. It must be between the actors, the director, and the intimacy coordinators. Kind of.
There. I've heard about them before, and that they are essential on sets now.
Well, he was saying that I mean, and I quote, he said, these intimate scenes are kind of awkward. He said, it doesn't matter how sexy they may appear in the final cut, but doing them's kind of awkward. So the best thing for us is to kind of just have a laugh and it shines through. So I wonder if also the intimacy coordinator sets vibe on the set for that kind of thing. Because you hear people say that a lot. They're like, oh, it's not sexy at all. It's kind of awkward. Really awkward. So you got to kind of
Well, you've got every man and their dog from the crew standing there watching.
That's true. Okay, so if you go and watch this movie at some point in time, you'll tell us about it.
Yeah.
Is it based on one of the books, do you know, or have they gone past the books now? I'm going to be honest with you. I only read the first two books. They were hilarious, but when I heard what happens in the third one, I didn't want to read it.
I have read more than the two books. But then I think the movies kind of went out of order.
Okay, they've gone.
So I'm pretty sure that this is one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I get confused as to what is the movie order and what's the book order.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I'm not an expert.
No, you're not the expert on this film series and book series. So those are the news stories, which I enjoyed all of. Like, I will literally watch all three of those. It's nice when you talk about stuff that you're like, oh, I'm, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Smith season two, yes. Basket Full of Heads, yes. Another Bridget Jones movie, yes.
I don't know about Basket Full of Heads. Is it really horror?
It's horror comedy. She does that all the time. I know. The last show she did, she was getting hounded, remember?
Yeah. It's just that I was going to watch the Demi Moore movie.
It's not that bad. It doesn't read like it's that bad.
Okay. But then I like psyched myself up to watch it because I thought it's an Oscar contender. She's probably going to win. I should watch it. And then right before I press play, I remembered that it's R rated. And I said, I'm a little bit too scared for this. I'm going to make Leah watch it.
I can't watch it. I'll be scared.
So maybe we'll never recommend it or suggest it because we can't personally.
We will recommend
put our
it.
Big girl shoes on.
You have to watch it yourself, though.
You watch it yourself and recommend it to the others.
Yes.
We'll listen to the recommendation.
Yeah.
But we're not going to watch
we
it.
We won't be.
Because we're scaredy cats.
In any of that.
MA 15 and under is what we watch.
That's it. That's where we're comfortable. Are you ready for some watching suggestions?
I really am, yeah.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Well, we went and watched the same thing at different times.
Separately, but together.
I was watching it and I thought, I remember that you had put some stuff up about Reese Witherspoon on the Watchers podcast Instagram stories. And I went, oh, and she looked like she was with someone who was a combination of her daughter and someone else. There's another actress that actress reminds me of. And she plays the sister of Reese Witherspoon in a film called.
No, I think you're wrong. The thing that I put up on Instagram.
It wasn't about this?
No. I'm so glad that you're really onto it. It was the announcement of who is going to play Elle Woods in the prequel TV series.
Oh, is it her daughter?
No, it's not her daughter.
Wasted opportunity.
It's Elle in high school.
How old's her daughter? Older.
But she doesn't act, I don't think.
Okay. Well, fine, Reese.
But I did, previously to it being released, I did put things up about this movie because I was a bit excited about watching it.
That must have been what I was looking at then. Oh, my gosh, it's so stressful. You're Cordially Invited is the name of the film that we still haven't even spoken about, but that's what it's called, You're Cordially Invited. And it stars Reese Witherspoon, Will Ferrell. And they are in charge of their family members' wedding plans. He is organizing the wedding for his daughter, except he didn't really organize it. He just kind of did a man organize where he called up someone, booked the wedding venue, and then didn't do anything else.
Well, then it was passed on to her like college best friend, roommate, who did nothing as well.
Yeah.
So that was a chaotic.
So basically he was under the impression that he had booked it, but something happens and the booking didn't wasn't finalized. So then when Reese Witherspoon called up to book the same wedding venue for her sister who's getting married, she was able to book it on the exact same day. Yep. And then they get there.
She actually followed through with her booking. She did. Like she paid.
And she was there as well. Like she said, oh, I've already been, I've checked this place out.
Site visits. Yeah.
Site visits, that was the name.
Yeah.
And then she very kindly, I believe, her side of the family decides, okay, well, you guys are stuck, like you've got no wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We can share the venue.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just do it in different times. And then some people get knickers in the knots. And
did they ever? It's one of those true wedding movies.
Disaster comedies.
Disaster comedies that are hilarious, catastrophically. Like you just cannot believe what these people are enduring.
You're doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
For revenge on a stranger.
That you met 2 days ago.
2 days ago and has shared the wedding venue. Okay.
Yep, that seems fair.
I would think Bride Wars. Mm-hmm. I guess Wedding Crashers to a certain extent. But it is a fun watch. Mm. Easy watch. One of those ones that you go, oh, yeah, in about, I don't know, a couple of years, I'll watch it again.
Do you know? Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was the perfect amount of time. Some movies today are just too long. And you're like, this is a good movie, but I could have walked out. I could have stopped it 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you could have edited it. Yeah.
It was a perfect length. It wasn't too short.
No, not at all.
It was just the right amount.
Do you know what was also really fun? They filled the whole credits. So I thought that's really good because you're giving those people whose names are up there for a reason and supposed to be given credit for a reason, but they filled it. So if you were there in the cinema, you would be sitting watching for the entire time. I mean, at home, I sat there and watched the whole credits because they filled it.
I was just enjoying it. Yeah. It reminded me of what's that film? Oh, Ben Stiller, Cameron Diaz. There's Something About Mary and the whole end credits is, why don't you fill me up, buttercup baby? Just that song is just like all the people in the cast and crew singing it. It was really fun, like extras and stuff. It was really similar to that. I reckon if you have Amazon, go and watch it. It's a lot of fun. I watched it on a Saturday early evening.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth it. Really, really good. I did not regret my decision. They're both, you know, powerhouses of comedy and romantic comedy. And, you know, even though it's a wedding disaster comedy, they're in their element.
Absolutely.
This is just where they got their names from.
And neither of them fell into a typecast of their old characters. You know how a lot of those other sort of big name
she wasn't Elle.
She was not Elle. Mm. She was not anybody else, nor was Will Ferrell. And he could easily
have been,
fall back into any
Yvonne
of his
Burgundy's or
he wasn't. He was a brand new character. And I thought, that's why they're really good. And that's why you would watch it again.
I'd watch it again for sure. There was one character, I don't even know his name, but he was her producer from the TV show that she produces because she produces reality TV. And he's like, why am I here organizing this wedding? Why am I here? Like,
I'm here because you told me to be here. I've got a clipboard, but like,
I don't want to be
I'm
here.
I'm a TV producer.
Not interested. It's just not my, this is not my thing. Yeah, I thought it was really good fun. You're cordially invited. What else have you watched?
I watched a little film called, I think it was from 2023. I might be wrong with the year, but it is, you know, not brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called You Hurt My Feelings. And it stars Julie Wheat. Sorry.
Julie, that's the same as me.
Shouldn't muck up her name. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Tobias Mendez. It's got a bunch of other people that you would know. It's a dark comedy, a little bit romantic comedy. It's one of those sort of almost feeling indie type film.
Okay.
Those cozy stories that you could imagine was a book. Anyway, it's about, she's a novelist and she's married to Her husband's a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
I'm assuming that's Tobias.
Yes, that's it. It's a long-standing marriage. They seem to tick all the right boxes in their marriage. They've got one child. They still celebrate anniversaries, all of that sort of thing. Like nothing could possibly go wrong until she overhears a conversation her husband's having to his friend where he's giving an honest review on her latest book. And the honest review is not very glowing.
Mm-mm.
And she walks up behind him and hears what he says, and she suddenly just unravels, being that, you know, I've had this long-standing marriage with you. I thought I could trust you with everything. If you lie about this,
what else are you lying about?
And that sort of unwinds through the story as to what is a white lie, where do you draw the line? And of course, because it was about her novel that she was writing, she then starts to, I guess, second guess who she is as a writer. Is she actually successful? Is the words and the ideas that she have, are they of any benefit to being out there? And of course, you know, she's trying to pitch a new book to new editors and publishers and getting knockbacks and reviews, all of that sort of thing. It was an interesting story and a bit of a love story in a way, but without any cheese.
Yeah, you know? Right. Felt more realistic.
Felt more realistic. I thought, you know, if you were watching, maybe if you're a little bit wanting to wind down on a Friday night with a glass of red wine, you could sit there and just watch an interesting story.
So something a little meatier than You're Cordially Invited.
Yeah, definitely more meaty.
Not so meaty that you're left wondering what's wrong with the world.
No, not at all.
Good.
Not at all. But she's a stunning actress. I mean, obviously known for her comedy, but this wasn't a laugh out loud comedy. Yeah, it was a dark comedy, but she was a very raw character and she did it so well.
Felt more realistic.
She really is good, isn't she?
Yeah, she's really good. I'm glad that she is still doing things and they all seem a little bit different because I mean, yeah, you can think of her from Seinfeld, but there are probably people that don't think of her
from Seinfeld.
Probably people who think of her as Veep first.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then she's done other stuff as well, but just thinking of big series that she was, well, she was the main star for that. And then, yeah, to be able to just be able to do a Dable. I said able a lot then. I'm going to say it again. And for her to do different but not too different things where you're like, oh, a Julia Louis-Dreyfus thing. I think I've got an idea of what I'm going to get with one of her movies or TV
and
series.
And also where the main character is a woman in her late 40s, 50s, who's just still trying to
get it right. Kind of like Bridget Jones.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't watch a feel-good thing.
Aww.
I watched a show called...
Did you watch the news?
Yeah, I just watched the news. Just read social media. No, I watched on... what was that on, sorry?
Netflix,
okay.
Maybe? I think I've got that wrong.
Well,
I'll get back to you.
While you're looking, I watched on Netflix The Snow Girl, but it's a Spanish drama series, so it's called La Chica de Nieve. Nieve? Winter. Snow. Snow. That would be Snow, The Snow Girl. And basically what happens is during a parade, I think it's about the three wise men, a child gets kidnapped and the mother and father are desperately, you know, pleading with the public to try and help find their daughter. And there's a new intern at a newspaper, a journalist, and she's keen to try and help find out who took the daughter as well. And it flashes forward, I think about 6 years, something like that, and the daughter's still not found, but the journalist is still trying to figure out who did it. And there's also some backstory with the journalist as well, and you're trying to figure out is there any connection with her trauma to the kidnapping of the little girl. And I think it was about six episodes long. And it all got sort of wrapped up, well, some of it did, in that you find out what happened to the girl. But also there was tiny little bits that weren't answered and there's a new season. Mm. There are two seasons of it, and now it's kind of going into a different story. So I'm kind of, I think I'm one episode into the new season. I mean, you could easily watch the first season and then be like, okay,
done.
I've gotten it. That's a full story. Yeah. But you kind of do want to know more about what happened to the journalist, because yeah. there's a lot of flashbacks about it.
Taking a really left turn here, but talking about second seasons, and because you mentioned Natasha
Leon.
I was about to say Dead Leon. I'm like, that's not right. Natasha Leon in the news. What happened to the second season of Poker Face?
Yeah.
Because I'd be up for that. They left that hanging. They left that open.
Has it been ages or
feels
not?
Feels like ages.
Sometimes for these limited, like they're not limited series, but sometimes for these series, it feels like I watched it years ago, but I didn't really.
Yeah.
It's just that I watched it in 2 weeks or something. 2023.
I think also they probably wait to see what their reaction is before they greenlight a second season, and then it takes time to write and film.
I mean, it says 2025 for the second season on IMDb. There's no date, but
there's been no publicity about it though. It's just radio silence.
And if she's busy being cast in other things now, I don't know. Yeah, I'm hopeful. I really like that
Me
show.
Too.
It was a really
Sorry
good
to
series.
Interrupt your watching.
It's okay.
Suggestion.
I finished talking about it because I'm excited now to get into this quiz. This quiz is about
Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Yes. Ding, 1 point.
Well done. I'm going to read you the synopsis, exactly the same as last week.
Okay.
And you got to tell me the movie.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, I think I'm really bad at the names of his movies.
Barbie and Ken are having the time of their lives in the colourful and seemingly perfect world of Barbie Land.
Mattel.
Well, he's the Mattel CEO.
Yeah, so spin off.
Yeah, exactly. He could easily do it.
It's Barbie. I did know.
2023. Thinking he can overshadow an unknown actress in the part, an egocentric actor unknowingly gets a witch cast.
I was going to say witch and then you said witch, but I did not before. I wasn't cheating.
Do you want to guess what year?
Okay. 2012.
No, it was so much longer ago. I can't do sentences today.
Okay. 2006.
2005.
Oh, wow.
I would have said about 2011.
Holy moly.
Yeah. At the end of his career, a clueless fashion model is brainwashed to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia. I'm doing the face. Yeah,
my brain's got...
Blue Steel?
Yeah, but what's it called? Give me a clue.
Taronga.
Oh, Zoolander.
Yeah. From 2001. When aspiring musicians Lars and Sigrid.
Yeah. And they go to thingy. I don't know what it's called.
Eurovision.
It's called Eurovision. That's the movie. Story, the story of Lars
of
and.
Fire Saga. From what year? What year?
2020.
Yeah, it was one of those pandemic movies. Yeah, 2020.
I'm shocked by that because I
thought 2022?
Yeah.
Because you were thinking lockdown.
Yeah.
No.
I did enjoy it. I can't remember the name of it, but I did enjoy it.
I knew
it
was about Eurovision. I wouldn't have been able to tell you the name, but yeah. Two rival Olympic.
Ice skaters.
Yes.
Blades of Glory.
Yes. From?
From when I was at the premiere.
Correct.
That Leah never lets him finish the story about.
In
2004.
Seven. Well, that's what IMDb said, but maybe you're more correct.
Oh, I'm probably not, let's be honest.
In the 1970s.
Yes, there was.
And
a newsreader
called
Ron Burgundy,
and the movie was
Anchorman.
Correct, from 2004.
Foof.
Mm. So 2004, Anchorman. Then the next year he did Bewitched. And then he must have done the next Anchorman. Mm. Crazy, right?
And then Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
It was 06.
Mm-hmm. He did a lot of stuff around that time.
He's busy.
Busy man. Very busy man.
Very talented little person.
He's quite tall.
He's very tall.
Stop. That was all wonderful, but we've got to go and play some Stardew Valley. So on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
I'm going to get carrots from a horse,
obviously.